Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's kick off with David Isardel. David is a lecturer, best-selling author, expert, and business coach. David, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing? And most importantly, how's your tooth doing?
Well, my tooth is no longer there, so I can't really speak for how the tooth is doing. I can tell you that that I'm still not on solids, hey? So that's a bit of a problem. I looked again. I wrote a note for the Tooth Fairy. Nothing. So a bit miserable about that, but I'm coming along. It is coming along. I'm being very mature about it, as you can hear.
Yes, yes. So your story reminded me very, very much of a story of... So I got married late on in life, and then kids lost their tooth. And same story. I didn't get paid for my tooth. And then I realized, you know, you got married late on in life when you and your kids are losing your teeth at the same time.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Wow. But I hear it. I do hear it. Great story.
So let's get on to the...
Yes, David. So what have you got planned for your show?
So very, very interesting show. You know, I do a pre-interview with the people, and I'm really excited about tonight's show because... We've got John Foster Pedley, who's the Dean and Director of the Henley Business School.
Oh, wow.
And the Henley Business School, if you haven't heard of it, they actually the number one business school in South Africa. And they've got a slogan that says, we build the people who build the businesses who build Africa. And John lives that. But when I spoke to him, I learned so much from him about his past that I didn't know about. He was born in a RAF air base in the UK. His father was an ace pilot. He grew up and started becoming along that route and then dropped out of life and became a hippie. He said he kind of lost his privilege in life and spent many years doing odd jobs. So he did 41 different jobs, really odd jobs, and then kind of learned through that who he really was and found out that he was good in sales. And then he started combining his sales experience with his flying experience and started selling airplanes. And then he wanted to become an instructor, but he had no money to do that and went to the bank, and the bank manager with no collateral gave him money. And only years later, he found out that in those days, the bank managers used a method of assessing if they're going to give loans called the Campari method. Now, that's not, it's not having a drink, Campari drink, and then deciding. And the first thing of Campari is your character. They looked at people's character, and then the A was ability. And we'll unpack that whole Campari method, or John will unpack it with you, of what it means and how that helps himself, someone who had no real hope of getting into a business, developing and growing through that. And later on, he became an instructor. Then he became a commercial pilot. Then he got sponsorship and did an MBA. And he joined UCT as also in the business school. And he joined Henley Business School. And I can't remember exactly when, but I think it was around about 2010. They had 5 employees and had just graduated 30 students. And last year, they've now just graduated 2,000 students.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. What time is the show?
So the show is from 6 to 7.
Brilliant.
And a quote, one last thing, just
yes,
a quote
sure,
that he gives, is life gives way to resistance, persistence, and optimism. And that's kind of his story will come through.
I love that quote. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that. That's this evening, 6 to 7. That's David Isardel. He's a lecturer, best-selling author, expert business coach. And that is talking to us about his guest this evening.